Contract talks resume today in hopes of heading off a strike by 31,000 Stop and Shop workers throughout New England. The threat of strike has some Stop and Shop customers, especially those with limited access to grocery stores, concerned. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
Well, what did you pick up today then? What did
we saw? Tonight's dinner, lasagna, milk, some carrots.
Sabrina Pedro shows me the contents of a single plastic bag that hangs from the handle of her baby stroller. She and her young son are making the short walk home from the Stop and Shop in Grove Hall. It's the only supermarket in this neighborhood joining Roxbury and Dorchester.
But yeah, if they were to go on strike, I'd go. There's a Star Market right in JFK.
You have a car, I take it.
So no, public transportation. I could take a bus right to the train and get off at JFK.
That's the JFK Red Line stop in Dorchester, just a couple miles from here, but a cumbersome journey aboard bus and subway with a stroller and groceries. Quincy-based Stop and Shop says it would use temporary workers to keep stores open in the event of a strike, but crossing a picket line for a loaf of bread could be uncomfortable or impractical for shoppers with children or mobility impairments. And going to Stop and Shop during a strike wouldn't feel right to some longtime customers like Pitha Brandon, who is loyal to the Grove Hall store because many of her neighbors work there.
Yeah, it was always Stop and Shop, though. You know, because this is where we live in our neighborhood. This is where we shop at.
The situation in Grove Hall is not unique. 6 of the 10 Massachusetts cities with the worst grocery access are cities where a Stop and Shop is one of few options, according to the nonprofit Massachusetts Public Health Association. They include Springfield, Brockton, Everett, Revere, Chicopee, and Lynn, where a Shaw's supermarket closed just last month. Carlene Pavlos is executive director of the Public Health Association, and she worries that a Stop and Shop strike could hurt Lynn residents who already face a dwindling grocery supply.
It really does have implications for access to healthy food for the low-income and older adults residents who live in that part of the city. And it's something that we're definitely thinking about and talking with our local community partners about.
Healthy food isn't the only consideration. At the Grove Hall Stop and Shop, I meet Nancy Smith, an older woman without a car, who says she does most of her shopping at Save-A-Lot, a discount grocer in the Washington Park Mall.
What brought you here then today? Is there just different types of selection, or is it just...
No, just to cast some bottles in.
Can you do that at the Save-A-Lot?
No, you can't.
Customers who depend on their local Stop and Shop to exchange bottles, buy groceries, or use other services say they hope the company and its workers can make a deal. But a union representative says the two sides are still negotiating major benefits, including health care payments and pensions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.